Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. What would we do without our friends, and what would our community do without our friends at Manna Food Pantries? They're always here to help our community, to help those that are food deprived and having difficulties in their life. And who better to talk about that than Carrie Schmeda? She's the Associate Executive Director. Carrie is on the line with us this morning to tell us a little bit about some events coming up. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited about this event coming up on Saturday.
Yes, we are too. You know, the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is such an important food drive for Manna and the people that we serve. And it's taking place this Saturday, May 9th. It happens the second Saturday in May every single year. It always falls on the day before Mother's Day. And the food that we collect on this day really supplies our warehouse and sustains us for several months to come as we distribute food through our emergency pantry and through our food security program.
Wow.
So this is a really important one, and we're asking folks to participate.
Okay, so how do I participate? It's the Stamp Out Hunger Drive. It's this Saturday. What do I need to do? It's pretty simple. I mean, especially if you're doing a little spring cleaning.
Honestly, this is one of the easiest ways to give back. You can simply take some non-perishable food items, and we can talk more about those in a minute. The healthy ones, though, is what we're looking for. You can place it in that Stamp Out Hunger bag that you may have already received or will receive today or tomorrow from your letter carrier. You can place it in that bag or any bag, to be honest, and leave that in your mailbox or near your mailbox this Saturday before your letter carrier arrives. And your letter carrier will pick up that food and do the rest of the work for you. So it's really one of the easiest ways to give back to your community.
I love this. And this is a nationwide deal. So they're going to be collecting food all over the country. But we can help our local food bank, Manna Food Pantries. And, you know, I was sitting there looking at my pantry this week knowing this was coming. I thought, oh, I need to get rid of that. I'm not going to be using that. And one of the things, too, that Dee Dee, who is the executive director, has told me that you don't have to necessarily worry on those cans about those expiration dates.
That's exactly right. You know, Manna can use food past its marked date. A lot of those dates are, you know, a little bit of a marketing tool. And So we reference foodsafety.gov and some other very reliable resources to determine how long past those marked dates we can safely use food. And so certainly if you have some things that appear to be expired in your pantry, perfectly still safe, and the integrity is intact, and so we can use those here at Manna. And so can the other pantries that benefit from this food drive in our community, but across the nation.
That's great. So it's the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive this Saturday, and we should be getting bags. Typically, they have a bag in your mailbox, right, that the post office provides?
That's exactly right. So you'll be looking for— Yeah, that's exactly right. You'll be looking for that Stamp Out Hunger plastic bag. It's a white bag this year.
Uh-huh.
And also a postcard reminder. But again, sometimes for whatever reason, those don't make it into mailboxes. And that's okay. If you don't get that in your mailbox, any bag will do. So maybe that leftover grocery bag that you have there that you've sewed away in your bag of bags under your sink, you can pull one of those out and drop your food donations in there too. Those work just fine as well.
Okay, we're talking with Carrie Schmeda. She is the Associate Executive Director with Manna Food Pantries. This is Pep Talks. If you have a question about the food drive or any of the other services that Manna provides, you can text that question in at 850-437-1620. So we have a couple minutes here, Carrie. Why don't you talk a little bit about the things that can be put into those bags, and if someone is, for whatever reason, is not able to donate on Saturday and they wanted to come by and drop off some goods at the pantry, tell us a little bit about the things that you accept and don't accept.
Absolutely. So Manna's most needed food items right now are chicken and tuna, and we'd love to see those in the cans, but also in the pouches. We use the pouches of chicken and tuna for our kiddo program. So those are a great thing to donate. We're also looking for canned vegetables. Mixed vegetables are wonderful. Canned tomatoes, oatmeal. Think about those single serve packets.
Mm-hmm.
We utilize those often.
And those are great.
Whole grain cereal.
Great because you only have to add water to those. Yeah, you only have to add water
to
those.
Very easy. That's right. And then lastly, canned fruit in 100% juice. So we want to avoid the syrups and go for the canned fruit in 100% juice, because that is a healthier option for the folks that we serve. So those are the things that we need most. And really, it's very easy to think about just, you know, what are the healthy things that you would want to feed your own family? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're looking for in our donations.
And there are also some of those cool, I think Hormel makes them, they're like complete meals that can just be popped into the microwave. Do you accept those?
We sure do. We absolutely do. Those are a great source of protein, and we utilize those also for our children's programs.
Oh, great.
So those are a great item as well. Yes, absolutely. Yep. And so, you know, it's always just good to keep the healthiest food items in mind. That's what we're always looking for.
Okay. So the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is this Saturday, so it's the day before Mother's Day, so it's a good day to clean out the pantry and put those things out there, or you could actually go and purchase some things in bulk and put them there, or they can come by Man of Food Pantries. So just for a minute here, let's talk about when y'all are open, and if someone did want to donate, not just this Saturday, but other times of the year, how can we go about helping you to volunteer or donate? If maybe give us your website and your hours, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So folks are always welcome to deliver food donations here to Mana's facility. We are located at 3030 North East Street, right here in Pensacola. And we are here Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and we'll accept those donations. And then also, our post offices will accept your donations.
So really?
You forgot to leave that. Yeah, maybe you forgot to leave that in your mailbox. But our post offices, this week and next, will be happy to collect those food donations. So if you forgot to put it in your mailbox, fear not, you can go ahead and drop it at your local post office as well.
Oh, that's great.
But always welcome here at Mana. And if you need more information, you can go to our website. The website is manahelps.org. And if you go to the events page, you'll be able to find Stamp Out Hunger there and all of the information related to the Stamp Out Hunger food drive listed there for you as well. So really great resource on the website, of course, our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always reach us by phone at 850-432-2053.
And if somebody maybe doesn't have the food, but they do have a few extra dollars and they would like to donate online, can they do that?
They sure can. Again, manahelps.org is where you can make a financial gift. Any amount is so important to the work that we do and supports every little bit of it. And I will tell you, Meg, very quickly, you know, Mana has a wonderful ability to stretch that dollar. So we purchase food in bulk. We buy food by the pallet. And it really takes those financial gifts and give them a little more buying power when Mana purchases the food. So certainly financial gifts are welcome and very appreciated.
Great. We're talking with Carrie Schmeda. She is the Associate Executive Director with Mana Food Pantries, all about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive this Saturday. And we're going to come back in just a couple minutes and tell you a little bit more about Mana Food Pantries and ways that you can help. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. I have Carrie Schmeda on the line this morning with Mana Food Pantry, Associate Executive Director there, getting ready for a big food drive this Saturday, Stamp Out Hunger, an easy way for you to donate. And we've talked a bit about that, Carrie, but I wanted to touch on in the next couple minutes. We know that several people, for example, Spirit Airlines just had a massive layoff. Other people are getting laid off. Suddenly you might find yourself in a situation where maybe you do need some help and you've got some food issues for your family. How do we go about getting with Mana Food Pantries? Because it's difficult to walk in the door. So what would you recommend for someone that's considering taking advantage of some of your services?
Yeah, you know, and Meg, we've seen a lot of that this last, 6 to 9 months, where folks who have not ordinarily needed food assistance from Mana are now needing that help due to a number of employment circumstances. And so we're familiar with this, and we know that that's challenging, and it's always hard to reach out and ask for help when it's not something you've had to do. But certainly, if folks are in need of food assistance, we encourage them to reach out. You can always call us at Mana at 850-432-2053. to request an appointment for food assistance through our emergency food assistance pantry. We also encourage folks to call 211. Sometimes, for whatever reason, our schedule won't work with someone in need. And so United Way's 211, literally dial 211, and they've got a database of a number of community resources. And so between MANA and 211, I think you'll find the answer that you need if you're in need of food.
Okay. And MANA also works with a lot of partners in the community because it isn't just people walking in your doors, but you work with a lot of different programs, correct?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. So we actually have 18 food security programs with 25 community partners.
Wow.
And that's everybody from Boys and Girls Clubs of the Emerald Coast to our friends over at Pensacola Veterans Village, to Westminster Village, which is a rental retirement community for low-income senior citizens, and everything in between. And so we really look to work with other organizations that are providing additional services so that together we can really lift individuals and families up out of their situation and hopefully stabilize not only just their financial stability, but also their food security.
And it's so important.
We love working with our partners.
Well, it's amazing what you all do on a daily basis. And so much of this, you have a very small staff, all things considered. So a lot of it has to do with your volunteers. If I wanted to volunteer, are there some areas that you could suggest that I could come in and help out?
Oh, my word. We always welcome volunteers. Last year, we had more than 4,300 volunteers serve. Their folks gave more than 13,000 hours of service. And so we just simply could not do it without volunteer support. If you're interested in volunteering with MANA, I would encourage you to reach out either through our website, manahelps.org, where there is a form for prospective volunteers. And you could also call us here at MANA. Again, the number is 850-432-2053, and we'll get you connected with our volunteer manager, Sherry, who always is working to find the right slot for each individual.
Well, one of the fun things that you can do, too, is I actually had the opportunity to volunteer with our leadership class. But if your business wanted to come in one day or if you had a group, I know Rotary Clubs help out and some of the others in the community, it's a lot of fun. I ended up being on the can detail, and I had to sort cans. And it was a lot of fun because we were sorting the cans. But, I mean, I felt like I'm even just doing the small part, you know, just some little thing that still helps the overall big picture of helping people who are in food scarcity situations. So there's a lot that
you
can do.
Absolutely. You know, yes. We host volunteer groups all the time, every single week. And those groups are, as you just mentioned, from businesses, civic clubs, faith organizations, just any kind of a group or gathering that you can think of. We host them here at MANA. It's a great team-building exercise, but it also really connects folks to our mission and helps folks understand the food security challenges that we have right here in our community.
That's right. Okay, so we are talking with Carrie Smeda. She is with MANA Food Pantries. If you just joined us, if you're on your way to lunch maybe, or you're just going to work a little later, pay attention because this Saturday we have the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. So, Carrie, if you can recap again what that's all about, because that's a really easy way to help out MANA Food Pantries.
It sure is. So the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive put on by the National Association of Letter Carriers is this Saturday, May 9th. Easiest way to donate, you drop some food donations into a bag, place that out at your mailbox, in your mailbox, before your letter carrier arrives this Saturday, and your letter carrier will take care of the rest. And I will say, Meg, we're anticipating some rain this Saturday. We're gonna try and hope and pray it away, but we're anticipating some rain. So I would encourage folks that if the food is not protected, that maybe you consider double or triple bagging that food up.
Some so plastic bags, maybe.
From the rain. That's right. Yes, because we don't want that food to get wet. Certainly, that jeopardizes the integrity and the safety of it. So, so if it looks like it might get wet in your area, please, take some extra measures to protect that food so it gets to us safely, and then we can turn around and get it right back out to the folks who need it most.
And the other option, too, as you mentioned, was the post offices will be collecting for the next couple of days after Saturday. Is that correct?
You got it. Yes, ma'am. So they can absolutely accept your food donations there at the post offices and, again, here at Mana at 3030 Northeast Street.
Okay. And what are your hours there?
Pardon me. We are open from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And welcome to stop by anytime to our donation door.
Okay. We are talking with Carrie Smeda with Mana Food Pantries. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Carrie at Mana Food Pantries about the big event this Saturday. One more time, Carrie, tell us all the info.
Yeah, so the National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is this Saturday, May 9th, benefiting Mana and a number of other feeding organizations here in our local community, but across the nation. It is the easiest way to donate. You simply take some food there that you have in your pantry, some non-perishable stuff, place it in the Stamp Out Hunger food bag that you received in the mail or any bag, put that in or near your mailbox, and leave it for your letter carrier to pick up on Saturday morning. It's that easy. Your letter carriers and the feeding organizations will do the rest of the work. As a reminder, in case of rain, but we're all going to hope it doesn't, but in case of rain, please try and double bag your food items so that we protect them from getting wet. That way they get to Mana and the other feeding organizations safely. And the things that we're all looking for are those healthy non-perishable food items. So cans and pouches of chicken and tuna, canned vegetables, canned tomatoes, the single serve packets of oatmeal and whole grain cereal, and of course canned fruit in 100% juice. Those are the things that we need most right now. And Meg, last year this food drive brought in more than 130,000 pounds of food in Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That's incredible.
It is critical. Yeah, it is just critical to our food supply as we look, you know, forward to the months to come and how we will support all of our neighbors in need in Northwest Florida.
And so often we think about these things during the holidays, or we have lots of food drives during the holidays and that kind of thing. But as you get into these spring and summer months, a lot of times that gets off the radar a little bit, but the need is still there. So this is a great opportunity. And then this fills up your shelves for quite a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, and such a good point. Thank you so much. Because, you know, as we move into these summer months and children are out of school, you know, that changes the dynamic at home and what food and resources they have available at home. And so oftentimes once school is out, we do see a spike in requests for food assistance because when parents were able to rely on those school meals, now they can't through the summer. And so so this food drive shores up our inventory, fills our pantry, and allows us to continue this important work of making sure that all of our neighbors in need are fed and can be able to live healthy, productive lives.
Carrie, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you could join us this morning to remind us about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive this Saturday. What's that website again for Mana Food Pantries?
It is manahelp.org.